Valley City Commissioner-elect Ross Paul with me in studio today. Congratulations, Ross, on your victory yesterday in the special election.
Well, thanks so much. Really appreciate that.
So you got over 400 votes in what people thought, you're the only person on the ballot. You know, there's not going to be a lot of excitement. But there was 477 people turned out yesterday. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I thought so. Yeah. And really, it shows a testament to the citizens taking this election serious and also understanding that I was very serious about running for the position.
Let's talk a little bit about Valley City and what your hopes and dreams are for Valley City as you move forward as a commissioner.
What my hopes and dreams are is to continue to get Valley City shined in a very positive manner. I want us in the news for what we're really doing well. The things of the past I want to be put in the past. And so, and part of going forward is the continued growth of the community. I know there's a lot of projects out there for, you know, beautifying the downtown and stuff like that. And just make affordable living more of a reality. And that is already in the process. So looking for that kind of growth.
I had Commissioner Mike Bishop on recently. We talked about growth, and you talked about it at the your community forum, too, your gathering. And, wow, over the last 4 years, the millions of dollars that we've had in commercial growth alone is what we talked about. Is that, I think you alluded to that, too. Isn't that just amazing?
It is fantastic. And, you know, some of those different projects, obviously one of the largest one was the Wellness Center, and that really has created an environment that is healthy for the entire community and also gives people that are looking to move to Valley City another good option for them when they do get here. Like I made mention too the other night, there's a lot of enhancements to businesses, new businesses coming into town. You know, we've had current businesses grow as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do see the housing going up, and it's really encouraging both personal and for, you know, apartment complexes. So suiting many different needs.
What we've lost, I know we've had conversations about this, you know, with the permanent flood protection and the buyout process. So we've lost a lot of housing. But as you mentioned, we're going to gain that back, or we are gaining that back, I guess, through the form of apartments in the immediate future. There are a few new homes going up, though, too.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
Yep.
And as a banker, you can attest to that, right?
Right. Yeah, we do see people coming in for, you know, to look for mortgages or construction financing, you know, get the land loans. You know, it's just a lot of growth, and we do see that. And there are programs through the state to get better, you know, financing rates for those customers. So in collaboration with both the banks and what our current needs are, things are really looking positive for the community.
We're speaking with Ross Powell, who was just elected to the Valley City Commission in a special election yesterday. He works for Wells Fargo as a personal banker. He also serves serving his third term on the Valley City Park Board. Tell us about that. How is that balancing act going to be? You know, you got Park Board, you're a commissioner of the Park Board, and now a Valley City Commissioner. You'll be wearing a lot of hats.
Yeah, I will, and I've really thought about that. You know, the first thing that comes to mind to the citizens is probably conflict of interest, and I know there are going to be certain votes that come up on either the city or park board, and I'll just have to declare, you know, that there is a conflict of interest. And beyond that, it's just, you know, doing what's best. So yes, a lot of meetings, but in regards to doing right for everybody, that's not going to be a problem.
So it sounds like you'd recuse yourself from a conflict of interest in either one of those boards just to be on the safe side, is
yes.
What I'm hearing
yep,
from you then.
Absolutely.
What are some of the, we talked about a lot of the positive things that are going in Valley City. What needs improvement? What do you think stands out as like a sore thumb, you know, that say, hey, we need to really work on this for Valley City?
Sure. I guess what comes to mind right off the bat is what you had made mention of earlier, the permanent flood protection. And I know there are a lot of questions with the buyouts. And I did go down to City Hall, investigate that, and I used my resources and got some good answers. And so as the public has those type of questions, we do have good answers. Like I mentioned in the forum, not all the time are the answers what people are looking for. But once you understand why they're doing it, it does make a little more sense. sense. And so that is a challenge when you're talking, you know, big dollars on those buyouts. People have questions, and I think knowing answers is what's going to help us get over the hump on that.
Any other thing that you'd like to mention in the next 60 seconds before we let you go today, Ron?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the last thing I wanted to say is my true appreciation for everybody that showed their support, you know, getting out to vote, letting me post yard signs. And then a lot of people have just met me in the street and wished me well, and I really appreciate that. And I look forward to serving Valley City. I've been thinking about it on and off for the last 15 months, and it's now become a reality. So I appreciate the opportunity and want to take, you know, the most advantage of it to help as many people as I can.